What's up, y'all? This your girl Samantha, and this is my podcast, The Naturalize, and we are back with my friend Inez.
Hey, y'all.
So today we wanted to get up here and let's first say, like, shout out to Inez. She got us matching pajamas. Like, girl, this is the environment, okay? Like, she was wearing my merch earlier, and now I'm in matching pajamas with my girl. Like, if you ain't got no friends, what you doing? You know what I mean? Like, we twinning them.
So, well, and when you said you wanted to do the podcast, the vision in my head was like girls' night in, slumber party vibes. And I was like, I've been dying to buy myself a pajama set for months and didn't realize that I could get them for a reasonable price. And then B, I was like, it was perfect because it's like girls' night in and that.
Yeah, like, right. Oh, no, that's what I was like. Oh, it's going to be dope. And then my sister calls about the baby. She say she running out of milk. You're gonna have to come back. But it's still the goodness of God, because like I'm still adapting and adjusting in an area of my life, and it's like, girl, like, because I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an individual, I got a brand, a apparel line, and a podcast. It ain't even the same thing. It has its own things, and so it's a lot, you know. And I could look at it and be like, oh God, it's not fair, right? And I'm thankful because we literally had girl time today, all this stuff, and then able to shoot two podcasts, you know. And sometimes I have to shift my perspective, because I be praying God for impact, influence, and community. Mm-hmm. Impact, influence, and community, and God be like, that's what you asked me for. Mm-hmm. Everything ain't gonna come with no week vacation. It's gonna be impactful. You're gonna be in community, and it's gonna be an influence, because what y'all doing, right? You're shooting a podcast and stuff, but you might not be there for a week. Like, this, got to get doing what we got to do.
And
so don't
it's,
let it.
You know how earlier you were saying it's two for one, right? Mm-hmm. And just like God's teaching you something, He's teaching me something. Oops. Because when I got married, I had my friend come. She was supposed to come for the weekend for, like, just my brunch and all that stuff. And she ended up having to leave one of the nights early. Mm-hmm. So, like, she went home a night earlier than expected. And my disappointment shot through the roof. I was so sad and so upset. But, like, what can you do? And so when you were like, you know, you have to leave. And I was like, at first I was like, dang, that's disappointment again. But I was like, no, it's not. Because we had a whole entire day of fellowship. And like, it's not the end. Like, you don't live that. I mean, yes, it's far, but it's not that far.
Right. If we made this trip so this like, time, we could do it again.
So like, it's not the end of the world. And like, you got what you prayed for. You wanted to hang out. You wanted to meet her. You wanted to spend time. And that's what you got. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not always going to look like the way that you wanted.
For sure.
But, like, it still worked out.
Yeah. That's when it go back to be like, God be like, bro, you ungrateful. Mm-hmm. You could be like, God right. be like, bro, you ungrateful because you asked me for these things. I did it. Mm-hmm. But because I ain't do it the way you wanted me to do it, you sitting here pouting about what I didn't do and not even looking at what I did do. Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, go home. Go home. Uh-huh. So that's why I'm like, I have to tell myself, like, this not no letdown. Because to me, I sometimes be like, God, I'm not just a mama. Like, the first night of the women's conference I went to last weekend, I didn't have to take the baby. But day two, I had to take the baby.
Right.
And I'm like, and they had this we did this exercise where we were standing in front of a mirror and you talking to you about things you struggle with.
That's so powerful.
And I was
seen that done before.
The first thing I said out of my mouth was, bro, I'm not a mama, even though I always got a baby on my hip. Because I done had five kids.
Right.
Back to back to back to back. And sometimes you got two on your hip, okay? And sometimes my 4-year-old need to be toted upstairs, so I have to pick him up.
Yeah.
And the first thing the enemy wants you to think is you enjoy being a mama so bad because you ain't had one. And I do. Like, that's my that's my purpose in life, for me to rebrand what motherhood looks like and feels like, because I didn't get that. But the enemy also will make you say, like, oh, you wanted it so bad. Look, that's all you are, is a mama. Look how you came to go do this. You a mama. So I had to take those things, because I would get so frustrated sometimes, like, when I would want to do a merch drop, I'm like, God, I wanted to release 60 things. Like, I can only get to 20. And he like, bro, 20 you killing is something. Me. Like, you wanted a baby. Mm-hmm. You wanted a husband. You wanted this. You wanted that. And you talking about, I let you do 20. You complained about 60. Like, you being ungrateful. So now I look at situations like, this was business, mm-hmm. if we being for real. Like, this podcast is business, right? But God let it be personal. Like, it was personal at first, and then it was like, well, dang, we could shoot a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a blessing because God, like, when you going for pleasure purposes, I'm going to really turn it into business aspects as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's the goodness of God because imagine if I had to, like we was talking about earlier, some nights I'm going to have to go and leave the same night.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, because do you want the impact, the community, and the influence? Or do you just want to kick it?
Yeah.
Like, is that what you want? Then pray for that. Don't say you want this because this is what that looked like.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to tell myself that because I'm like, oh, I got to go back to being a mom because now the thing I came to do, and God like, bro, you did it already. I ain't even let y'all shoot. Y'all even shooting this second podcast. Like, you got to be grateful. And I'm like, so I have to tell myself that because that mom thing, the devil tried to play with me real bad. Like, he tried to taunt me so bad because he know I ain't never had no mama.
Right.
And so he know that being a mama matter to me. So he'd be like, well, your baby crying again. You're going to have to go get your baby. You want to be a mama so bad. Go get your baby. Go get your kids and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time one gets sick, I got five. We got nine together, but five little ones outside of Summer. Yeah. The other kids that live in the house. So by the time they get sick, because some are not really be getting sick, but them other five, it's going to start rotating. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to have to go tend to this one tomorrow and this one the next day. All you is a mama. That's all you doing.
Right.
You know, and so you'll start being like, God, like, bro, I do want to be a mama, but I don't want to just be a mama. But I'm in that season right now where I'm thankful that God allowed me to be a mama because I get to show the girls that you can have. People be like, you know how you can't have your cake and eat it too?
Right.
When you follow in Christ, you can have your cake and eat it too. Because God going to give you the recipe to cook it up.
Uh-huh.
You can have everything you want. Like, yes, you can. And I'm showing them that because people be thinking, you can't start your life over when you got all these kids. You can't leave nobody and start your life. You can do that. You could chase your purpose. You could chase God. And then the bad going to chase you. You could do all of these things. Don't let the enemy trick you into believing because that's where you at in this season of your life. That's all you doing. I'm embracing my mama bag right now because me and someone going on a book tour, so I ain't gonna be able to be home. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it's funny because you are looking at it as an upset because you're like, I finally got a break from wearing one of my hats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it from a perspective of, okay, like, I wanted something and I'm let down again, right? But that's not the case. Like, something that I'm pretty sure Darius Daniel said this, but he was like, a lot of times God is not trying to change the situation, but he's trying to change you and change your perspective on the situation.
Mm. Was it the sermon when he was talking about we be expecting situations to get smaller, but God is asking us to get bigger?
Maybe like it could have been, but he was like, a lot of time, like, God can change the situation because he's God, he can do all things, but a lot of times he's trying to change you and then he'll run the block again and change the situation.
That's so good because I'm thinking when you was talking about struggle, and this is how I know when it's God being a 2-for-1 special, like we was talking about. The baby running out of milk is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I pumped for, I said, do not touch this milk whatsoever.
Right.
Because when I go stay with Inez, this is the milk my sister going to use for this baby.
Right.
Do not touch it.
Right.
Everybody stayed out of it. Nobody. My husband didn't use it.
Yeah.
None of that. That's how I know it's God using a situation to see your heart posture.
Mm-hmm.
Because and people could be like, girl, that baby just ran out of milk. That's, you got to take the veil off your eyes.
Yeah, right.
It's deeper than the surface. You got to do it. Because look how God allowed both of us to do what we needed to do. We came together because we wanted to meet.
Mm-hmm.
We came to celebrate your birthday.
Right.
I showed up, mm-hmm. and now I'm leaving early. That could stimulate disappointment for you. I came.
Right.
Showed up. We met, did everything. We shot the podcast.
Right.
And now I'm like, dang, I can't even kick it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it could make me feel like, now I got to go back to being a mama. 2-for-1 special. But God, like, I answer everything you asked me to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted somebody to be for your birthday. You wanted a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted this. You wanted that. I did all of that. And then for me, he's saying, you wanted to shoot a podcast. I'll let you shoot too.
Yeah.
I'll let you just shoot too. You just told you, because I typically shoot too. Every other weekend when the boys is gone.
Right.
And I let you shoot too. I let you come out of state to do this and bring your baby.
Yeah.
And your baby in good hands. And you may gotta leave early.
And the crazy part about that too is like thinking about all the things, because we had mentioned this a little bit in the other, you know, episode, like the enemy was really working against us, I feel, to make this possible, but God did everything. Like, it was snowing, the roads weren't bad, like they were mm-hmm. able to get here safe, like he did all that. So like, you're right, like there's no point in us being upset
mm-hmm.
because we literally had the whole day. Like,
yeah,
I think we were together from what, not what is,
like 9 something,
12 hours I feel. So like that's a whole mm-hmm. that's a lot of
so
time
cool, like,
and like so and it was nice because we didn't end up going to do a lot. We ended up just talking and stuff. And that's what fellowship is. And that's right. what I wanted. So, like, God gave you what you wanted. Mm-hmm. And it just...
Don't let the enemy steal what you...
Right.
Your joy.
He's trying to take your joy.
Yeah, he's trying to take your joy. And that's where it be... It'll, that little bit of you be like, well, oh. And God be like, I know you lying.
I know you
I
didn't
know
just...
You ain't just
make that okay, noise after so I didn't did all of this.
Time,
I
just, don't ask me for nothing.
Like, and you think about it too, like we like you leaving early may seem like such a small thing, but it's like it took all these big things for us to get here. Like,
no lie.
God worked it out so that your other kids had arrangements, you could bring the baby, the roads were clear, there was no bad weather,
it was all like everything, like
their schedules were clear. So like he did all these big things and we're over here talking about like, bro, we a little salty. Like, are we for real?
Like bro, be for real,
be for real.
That's how God be looking, like, I know you lying. Not you ungrateful, and I just did all of that stuff for you.
That's cool, because this is a in real time growth moment mm-hmm. for me. Like,
yeah, me too. Because like, this ain't just, we ain't talking about this before we got up here. Like, this literally coming to us
right
now while we sitting here talking about it. And it's so crazy because that's God 2-for-1 special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fitting to do something that y'all didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see how you handle it though. Because that's it's a heart posture test. Because if you complained about this, well, don't ask me to go out of state no more to do this podcast.
Right.
Don't ask me,
right?
Because I ain't doing it. When I sent you, you started crying and complaining and talking about you couldn't stay tonight. Don't ask me then. How about that? Don't ask me. Because what if you got to come back the same day? What you going to do then?
Right.
You going to start being upset about the thing I allowed you to do?
Oh, and okay, not only that, the crazy part about it is like when we were planning this meetup, we didn't know because I'm not a huge driver, or at least a driver by myself. Like, if I had someone in the passenger seat there and back, I would be fine. But I'm not a huge driver, like, by myself yet. And he worked it out not only for us to be able to pick you up, but he got a ride on the way. So, like, even just that, like, he worked it out so that you could get home to Summer to, like, make a way.
Because I hit my cousin up and I was like, are you up? She's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm in Maryland. Can you come pick me up? And she was like, what you doing there?
Because I never
told nobody that I was coming because I knew it wasn't a personal trip.
Yeah.
Like, it was personal. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Because I'm here to see you. And that's where it stimulated. But once it shifted from the podcast thing, I'm like, dang, that's God using a 2-for-1 special.
Right.
Like, so it's a business thing. And so I didn't tell my family that's here because I didn't want to get them into believing they could see summer and then I not get around to it because I'm on a business trip. Yeah. It's personal on certain aspects.
Right.
But I'm here on an assignment.
Right.
And I don't want to cut my assignment short because I've made other arrangements that I'm really not here to do. If it fit my schedule, cool. I can make some rounds. But if it don't, don't charge it to my heart. Just charge it to the game. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not my intentions, but I'm just here doing what I got to do. We got some personal things we want to do, and that's how the seasons be operating. God be like, bro, you in here trying to do what you want to do, and you missing what I'm trying to get you to do.
And that's the thing that I think God was teaching me, too. And I think it was a cool lesson because he's showing me, like, if I really am actively pursuing you, he's going to answer your prayers. Mm-hmm. He's going to answer them. But also, he wants to see how you react and respond to stuff. And I think I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit is really working in me right now because, like, if this would have been, had this been a month ago, a week ago, a day ago, I would have threw a fit. I would have had a whole attitude. I would have been, like, upset because I'm so used to the letdown that I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you've got to stop waiting for the other shoe to drop because it doesn't drop all the time. And also, like, that's something that I heard, like, in a sermon too, is like, God will always show up, but again, it's not always going to be in the way that you thought.
Yeah.
And, like, this day that we had together was so intentional. Like, you literally got a break and you got an uninterrupted nap. So, like, me creating a space for you where you were able to just, you know, relax and take off that hat. So, like, it just, there were so many things.
Because it could be like, girl, a nap, like, a uninterrupted nap where I don't got nobody. Mom, like, for real, like, I got the baby 24/7 because, you know, we don't got no family around or whatever. So, having that nap, when I woke up, I was like, dang, I fell asleep, but dang, I needed that nap. I was tired. I was like, man, I was so happy to get that nap. So it's God, like, it can be like.
But and if you think about it, we did a lot. We went to brunch. We did 2 podcasts. Like, we went to dinner. Like, and then think about it,
we just did a whole week. When you know, weekends is for you to recoup for next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just did a whole week of whatever you did. You know what I'm saying? And so
you
trying to unpack that and this, and then you got to go back to work on Monday or, you know, whenever you go back.
And
Tuesday,
I'm excited, but,
you
know, I got a day off.
Yes. And it's like a recouping day because it's hard to shake back sometimes when, especially when this my kid free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
God, like, oh, you want to work? You got to work on the weekends. The boys is gone.
Right.
So you going to be tied up every week. I literally have guests all the way up to almost April. Like every other, because I try to do one every month. So, I got somebody in April. Mm-hmm. I mean, in March. 2 people in March.
Mm-hmm.
And them other, like, so I will record one with them, but I will shoot one by myself.
Right.
So, you know, the 2 that I have.
Right.
So, you want to work and you want to be a mom, I'm considering that. So, that means you're going to have to work on the weekends you ain't got the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you want it, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
If you're going to complain, then just don't.
And that's
don't
where
ask
you
me.
Learn to, like, die to your flesh and you're like, okay, I asked for this and I want this and he's creating the space for me to do it. So,
yeah. And it goes.